Hello, it's Kendall Parks here on the Kendall Parks podcast. I want to talk about the intimate indictment of January 6th. That's going to kind of happen with Donald Trump. Today, supposed to be the day that they meet. The grand jury in Washington, D.C. meets. We'll see about an indictment. The indictment is coming, I believe. But we gotta see. And it's probably gonna look a lot worse, man. Just like that documents case. Oh my God. It looked a lot worse. It's probably gonna be the same. See, incited a riot, but you know, let's speak some truth here. Republican voters don't care because it's all about race to me. You know, they keep saying that, he's better on the economy, he's better on the economy. It just, part of the reason why he didn't get reelected because he got us into a recession because he didn't handle the virus thing very, very well. And when he didn't handle COVID-19 well, he made us, we had to stay inside and all that. And he was talking about drinking bleach and all that crap. That's part of his right there. And then we elected it. Then when January 6th happened, it was just crazy. And we just gonna have to see what Jack Smith has. And his arsenal. And his possession. So, I can't wait for it to happen. I think he's going to jail, but he's gonna have to not be reelected first. And Fulton County, Georgia, the DA, Fani Willis, said she's ready to go. And ready to indict Trump herself. And I think Jack Smith is going to be first. She said she had a coordinator with Jack Smith on the case. Who should go first, you or I type of thing. Lawyers in the background. Outside, the court down there, the Superior Court, basically told Donald Trump to kiss his you know what, and he said he didn't really have nothing to, no leg to stand on. Like, you just want to, if you read it, do this because she prosecuting you and holding you accountable. Like, and you want to run and hide. That's basically what he was saying in the letter. Like, yo, I can't grant you this, right? And it's all about who's going to be with him. She's going for the RICO. She's going for the RICO on Trump, and it might be people like Lindsey Graham, John Eastman, Rudy Giuliani, and maybe even Roger Stone. I don't think Roger Stone's involved in it. I know he was involved in January 6th, but I don't know about Georgia, per se. You know, we got the call to the Secretary of State, Rossenberger, saying he needs to find this many thousands of votes and all that. So, we're going to keep our eye on that. As soon as that indictment is stated, the timeline is going to be mid-August, so maybe like August 15th, 16th, that's where we are going to see the indictment. Let's see. Other political news, Joe Biden. Kamala Harris, the Biden campaign has tapped VP Kamala Harris for the rapid response person. You know what I'm saying? To respond to every radical and crazy theory. Stupidness of the GOP. I love it. You know, she's been out there crazy. She's gonna go to Wisconsin on Thursday. She was in Iowa the same night that the Republicans held that event. The Republican Party candidates held that event, speaking event, where each of them goes up to the mic. Excuse me. So she was there on that same night in Iowa, in Des Moines. She's been in Florida, in the Jacksonville area. That's when she responded to the Ron DeSantis slavery, talking about black people benefiting from slavery, and you know, Republicans, the black Republicans, pushing back on that and had all kind of racist comments in their Twitter feeds, probably. You know, that's the thing about, you know what I'm saying, corner for the conservative, for the white conservative, boy. They don't like you either. They don't like you just as much as they don't like a black Democrat who pushes for police reform and time out, oh, he should have complied and all that stuff. Right? It's a lot of Karens and Chads out here. And you can do all that cooning that you want to do, but they don't like you either. You know, Tim Scott and people like him, I ain't a big fan of. So yeah, it's gonna be great to see Kamala Harris be the rapid response person. I can't wait. I think as long as Republicans keep shooting themselves in the foot while it's Biden impeachment talk, it's gonna be lovely. Because they're gonna lose the election. Later on this month, I think on August 9th or something, or 8th, we're supposed to be voting here in Ohio. We're gonna have to vote no on issue one. They want to raise the, the abortion thing, the abortion policy from 50% to 60%. And we gotta vote no. I don't think, cause it looks like it's gonna be headed to 50%. And they wanna raise it to 60. So we gotta vote on that in the coming week. See what else. To sports, my Reds are playing well again. They won the half game up. That 1.5 after the Brewers lost to the Nationals, and we beat the Cubs in Chicago. They made a trade for the bullpen. Some guy by the name of Sam, whatever, from the Oakland A's. I just hope he pitches well. He's a lefty out of the bullpen. Let me see. Hold on. I'm sorry. I want to get my information straight. His name is I'm looking it up right now. Let me see.
A big Vegas.
Hello? Hey.
Hi.
Sam Mo. From the Oakland A's. There should be some more trades at the deadline for the Red staff. And Crawl says he's not done, so we got to see on that. Mark Jackson, he got finally let go about ESPN yesterday. You know, if you remember, like a month or two ago, I think it's a month, like late June, early July, somewhere around there. It was a lot of layoffs. I think it was July. It was a lot of layoffs. And mama, there goes that man. He's gone. They let go of Jeff Van Gundy and Bomani Jones. You know, right? Like, it's crazy. Oh, and I haven't really spoken. I spoke on YouTube. But I haven't really spoken on about the debate between Dan Le Batard and Stephen A. Smith. And Jemele Hill saying on a podcast back 2 years ago about ESPN wanting black faces but not black voices. crazy. So yeah. Of course, Joe Burrow scared everybody last week with the injury, but it looks like he's gonna be fine. I don't know if he's gonna be fine to do some preseason games finally, but it looks like I just saw a report that he's back in the locker room, wasn't walking with a limp or any of that. So we'll see as the season is right around the corner next month. I think preseason games start like next week. You know, the Hall of Fame game. And then everybody else starts after that. Yes, that's it. So, lastly, the ESPN, Stephen A. Smith did respond, and he was like, you know, when you say that type of stuff, that when she says that and it's on your platform, you have to realize that you're gonna get the heat too. You know, and all that. Yeah, so, and you may be offending the people that the black people that's on there when you say that, like Marcus Spears, Damian Woody. What about those people? Do those voices not matter? So that's what Stephen A. Smith came back and said. And, but he did correct his false criticism that, oh, why you wait until you leave to say all this about ESPN when Dan Levitore was saying all that about ESPN? Was criticizing them while on the network. Stay with ESPN, like, what you talking about? Then he had to correct himself, like, he was like, yeah, then I was talking about he did. And it's, and you know what? It was a debate about how the media and sports does this debate television thing. And I feel like that's in politics as well. Like, you have the conservative and the liberal debating each other. You know, and actually that all started with Crossfire on CNN. Maybe politically correct on CNN with Bill Maher, I don't know, but yeah, that's happened in politics too, where everything is entertainment. Like, it used to be that the president could just do his job, either bad, good, or indifferent. But now everything to the point where Joe Biden gets criticized just first few weeks of office for not having a press conference. Like, who cares? Yeah. You know, but alright, I'll talk to you guys later. That's Tuesday. I'm gonna try to record Monday and then put it out. I'm definitely putting this out as soon as I'm done with it. Talk to you guys later. We'll start recording on Mondays again. All right? See you later.